I'm Kirk Lindon, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Stephen Colbert brings us Collusions 11. Colbert lays out the cast of a new heist movie, and Jimmy Fallon tells us about Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner's plan to get off scot-free. This and more in today's Punchlines.
Still a lot of questions about Don Jr.'s Russia meeting last year. In fact, the Senate Judiciary Committee just announced they've scheduled him to testify on July 26th. Or as Don Jr. would say, some people asked me to come to a meeting. I don't know who they are or what it's about. Maybe adoptions? I love it, especially later this summer. Now, that's what he would say. That's what he would say.
That's what he would say.
It was announced that Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner will testify next week about their secret meeting with the Russians. They only had one request, that the panel be the same people from OJ's parole board. And
And we finally found out who the fifth Russian was at the meeting. He's a Russian-American named Ike Kavaladze, who is reportedly a money launderer accused of laundering more than $1.4 billion. Yeah, well, listen, it makes sense that Trump would need a Russian guy who's good at laundering just to get the stains out of the mattress. And this allegedly. And this new guy just adds intrigue to a group that's already been described as a varied cast of characters. Wait a minute. A varied cast of characters? I just realized what this meeting is. It's a heist movie. They got the whole ragtag team. There's the money launderer, the fixer, the master of disguise, the one woman, the bumbling rich kid trying to prove himself to his dad, his mute brother-in-law, a couple of guys who aren't going to make it to the end of the movie. All they need is the blonde bombshell and the bumbling lookout who gets distracted by a sandwich. It all goes down in Collusions 11. Coming this summer to a federal investigation near you.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.